So, what else have you been up to? Anything much?
No, not a lot. Let's see. Doing a little bit of work, you know, and let's see. Went out to Todd's yesterday. Rode my motorcycle out there. Been riding my motorcycle a little bit.
You said you've been practicing on that.
Yep.
Grandma
and I bought my
a...
ticket to Thailand.
Oh, so when are you leaving?
So I'll be leaving at the end of this month, and then we're gonna staying there for. Looks like we're gonna be traveling a couple months.
Okay.
And then we're gonna, at the end of the trip, we're gonna do a couple weeks in Japan, which will be fun.
Oh, okay. So when do you actually come home?
And we'll be coming home in May sometime, I think.
In May. Oh, okay. So then, are you going anywhere between May and the end of the year, or just gonna be in San Francisco?
We've talked about doing a little motorcycle tour of California, maybe.
Oh, okay.
During the summer.
Now, Grandma said that someone, Mom told her one of your friends got in a motorcycle wreck.
Yeah, Todd.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he didn't even leave the driveway. He had this thing, this little plastic piece on the accelerator. It's supposed to be able to rest his hand. Because his wrist hurts him, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Well, Wad had told him, you know, don't use that thing. It's dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Well, he put it on there anyway. And sure enough, he started it up. He's just, you know, in the driveway.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of hit the accelerator, and then it got away from him, and he let go. But that plastic piece, you know, hit his, you know, kind of bumped against his wrist, and it kept the accelerator open. So it ended up slamming his bike against a parked car and with his leg in between and then falling down. And then it cut this huge, massive gash in his calf.
Oh, God.
You can see the muscle hanging out.
Oh, man. Could they even stitch it?
Yeah. I took him to the ER, and it was, you know, of course, an all-day ordeal, but they stitched him up.
Oh, yeah. So it was preventable if you don't have that little thing on there.
Yeah. I mean, I think if he hadn't had that thing on there, he would have been okay.
Okay. I guess he should have listened to Watt.
Yep. That's what he said afterwards. He's like, damn it, Watt told me not to use that thing. He said it was dangerous.
So,
well,
God.
I guess we should listen to Watt. He's the experienced rider in our group.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, it was gruesome. When I saw it at first, my eyes were like, wide open. Because he hopped up really quick, and then he sort of hopped up back into his house, and I didn't see any blood or anything.
Uh-huh.
So I thought he was banged up, but I thought basically he was fine.
Well, he's lucky that didn't hit an artery or something.
Yeah, he's very lucky.
Lucky he didn't hit it in a dangerous spot.
Yep,